Day after day, supporters of the Iranian opposition group Mujah Adin al-Khalq, or MEK, hold protests outside the U.S. State Department in Washington, demanding the group be removed from the department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. The group, also known as the People's Mujah Adin Organization of Iran, or PMOI, has been in federal court seeking to compel Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to make a decision. In 2009, the court ordered the State Department to review the group's terrorist designation and to provide information on the criteria for getting on and off the list. An attorney for the MEK contends the State Department has delayed its response. Alan Gerson.
A year and a half ago, the MEK, PMOI, went to court, to the U.S. Court of Appeals, to ask the Court of Appeals whether or not they had been denied due process. Because even a foreign organization is entitled to some element of due process. You can't just be put on terrorism lists, they contended, without any criteria. Otherwise, it's left totally to the discretion of a federal agency.
The State Department's list arises from a 1996 U.S. law. What does it take to place a group on the list? Georgetown University professor Paul Pillar.
The criteria under the law have to do with being an organization, being foreign, having been involved in terrorism, and having the capability and or the inclination to conduct terrorism that directly or indirectly affects U.S. interest.
Another attorney representing the MEK says that under those specific definitions, the group should be removed from the list. Stephen Schneebaum.
It does not have, and I'm using the statutory language, it does not have the capability or the intent to engage in terrorism. Those are the statutory bases for listing. The secretary must affirmatively find that an organization has both the capability and the intent of engaging in terrorism.
Schneebaum says that when U.S. forces in 2003 entered the MEK's base in Iraq called Camp Ashraf, residents surrendered their weapons and signed pledges renouncing terrorism and violence. That, he contends, answers the letter of the law criteria for being removed from the list of terrorist groups. The group's lawyers recently filed a legal document against Secretary of State Clinton to try to force a decision. But State Department official Henry Worcester said Clinton is not ready to act.
No, there is not a final decision yet on designation.
Some political observers say a desire by the U.S. to avoid upsetting nuclear talks with Iran may be a reason why the MEK status is unchanged for now. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.